אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, that's right, Nita. It's only November, but Parliament had an early Hanukkah celebration in Macquarie Street last week. Politicians, including Premier Gladys Berejiklian and opposition leader Jody McKay, were there, representatives from a number of different faith groups, Jewish community leaders, and the who's who of the community. They came along to have the lighting of the candles and the jam donuts, and it was a very festive celebration for Hanukkah at Parliament House. The Jewish Board of Deputies, the CEO Vic Aladev, the President Leslie Berger, they spoke at the event. There were more than 250 people in attendance, and of course we'll be seeing a lot more Hanukkah events coming up soon in the community.
Of course. We still have to wait for Hanukkah. And we celebrated the Shabbat Project last weekend.
Yes, more festivities. There was the Shabbat Shuk in Double Bay. More than 3,000 people, Nitsa, attended this Israeli fair in the middle of Double Bay. It was an awesome event. The Jewish News was there. We had a stand. We were giving out free newspapers, free books. And Sydney's Jewish community really did turn out in droves to celebrate the Shabbat Project. In addition to the Shuk at Double Bay, there was the Havdalah ceremony at Dover Heights Shul featuring an Israeli band called Moshav, and the members of the community fully came together and embraced the spirit of Shabbat. In fact, Sydney raised a world record. In fact, JNF Australia, together with Grandma Moses and students from Sydney's Jewish day schools, they actually made the world's biggest ever challah. This challah, Nitsa, was 10 meters long. They baked it all day long at Maroubra Synagogue. It took them 12 hours. 70 kilograms of dough. That's a lot of dough and a lot of hours. The previous world record was just over 6 meters, but this world record is now 10 meters long, and they are awaiting now the official certification from the Guinness World Records. JNF and Grandma Moses, they say they were thrilled to honor the Shabbat Project this year by baking the longest ever challah in the world. I didn't get to taste it, Nitsa, but it did look quite cool. We put a photo up on our Facebook and Instagram page, and a big mazel tov to everybody involved.
That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know about this biggest challah in the world. And they must have had a truck bringing it from Maroubra Shul.
It was a mammoth effort. I went along during the day just to have a look at how it was going, and you had kids there standing and baking the challah and glazing it and putting it through the oven and slowly, slowly taking it out. It was a team effort, but they did it. So mazel tov to everybody.
But how did they get it through the oven?
So they had the oven there, and basically they did it little by little. They had one challah, put one challah next to it, through the oven, baked it, out it comes. They had a long table. It was quite an effort, but they did it. Mazel tov. We put it on the front page of the Jewish News, 10-meter long challah.
Wow, that's amazing. And sad news that Colin Tatz, who's an acclaimed Holocaust scholar, passed away last week.
Yeah, this is a change of pace, Nitsa. Colin Tatz, a communal identity, was an academic, a humanitarian, former director of the Australian Institute of Holocaust and Genocide Studies. He sadly passed away at the age of 84. His wife, Colin Tatz's wife, Sandra, said that he lived by the principle of Tikkun Olam. He helped teach, mentor, and assist vastly different communities and very different people, from the most illiterate to the more learned. He was good to people, and the letters coming in show the wide reach that he had during his life. Colin Tatz wrote more than 25 books discussing a variety of topics, including South African apartheid, comparative race politics, genocide and Holocaust, migration, suicide, and sports history. The CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev, said Colin Tatz was a giant of genocide studies academics and a champion of combating racism. On a personal level, Vic Aladev says it was Colin Tatz who awoke in him the importance of raising awareness of these issues, and during the course of his career, he acquired a universally acclaimed reputation for his outstanding work. So veil to Colin Tatz, who's passed away at the age of 84, and tributes have poured in from across the community.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio, broadcasting with Nitsa Lowenstein. Evan, anti-Semitic bullying in Melbourne is still going on, and I believe that the Victorian government released a report about it.
Yes, that's right, Nisa. Your listeners will remember early this year we reported about two instances of anti-Semitic bullying in state schools in Melbourne. One of the instances, a 12-year-old Jewish boy was forced to kiss the feet of a Muslim boy, and in another shocking case, a 5-year-old Jewish boy was subjected to such anti-Semitic abuse that he was too scared to go to class. Well, the state government in Victoria has actually conducted a review, the Department of Education. They've done a review into these incidents, but the parents of these Jewish boys who were bullied say they're deeply disappointed by this government review, and they say that nothing addresses the actual application of safety plans within schools. Now, this review calls on, among other things, the creation of a dedicated contact desk for students and families to report anti-Semitic incidents. It also asks for an urgent review of protocols and practices in supporting schools to respond to any incident of possible anti-Semitism. However, we spoke to the mother of a 5-year-old boy who was abused, and she says that she doesn't believe they have initiated anything which would make a difference to their family. It is mainly aimed towards older students, the mother said. She says, it sounds great, but I'm not sure practically how it will work. Nothing addresses the knowledge gap for staff and educating them. Nothing addresses the actual application of safety plans in schools or further support for junior teachers who are stressed with workloads and unable to closely supervise and monitor such situations. So as you said, the saga is ongoing. The report's been released and there's been mixed reactions to that report, Nitsa.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.